We begin with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud Zayin Siv Ches. B'amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, when he says Hashem Elokeichem at the end of Krishma, Yoyim Miyad Gam Tevis Emes, he should immediately say afterwards the word Emes, Shloi Lahafsik, we named that there should be no interruption between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes. Gam Shlich Tziba Oymekein, the Shlich Tziba should do the same. V'chayz V'oymer Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he says the words over Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There are minhagim that when the Shlich Tzibur is saying Krishma for himself, he only says Hashem Elokeichem. He doesn't say Emes the first time, but most people are of the minig to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes both times. Everybody should try to make sure to hear these three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, from the Baal Tefillah. Ki be'elu sholosh teves nishmu r'mach teves b'krishma. By saying these three words again, we were going to have 248 words in the Krishma, which correspond to the 248 organs in the person. U'maschilam akach v'yatzev, and afterwards we begin the word v'yatzev. Avol also loyma oirapam emes. One should not say the word emes twice. If somebody's davening not with a tzibur, so he's not going to have the opportunity to hear from the shlich tzibur the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Yoyim Kainim Krishma, he should say before he begins the Krishma the words Kehem Melech Neman, Lahashlam B'Tevis Eilu Minyan Ramach. Like that, he'll have to come to the number 248. There are those that never say Kehem Melech Neman. Certainly not when they're davening b'tzibur, even when they're davening b'yichidus. Rather, they say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and there are those, that's what the Shari Tshuva quoting the Yerushalmi says, and the Michas Elazar quotes the Divrei Chaim, who whenever he said Krishma would say Hashem Elokeichem twice, and there are many that suggest that this minig of making sure we get to the number 248 should not only be done by men, it should be done by women as well. Sif Tes. Im Hifsuk B'Emsa Krishma, if in the middle of Krishma he made an interruption, Dinah, from when he begins the word Shema Yisrael, Adol Oretz, Machmas, Oynashay, Muchl Hafsik, something came up that made him have to stop. Kigoshay Tzorach Losses, Lasa Tzorachov, he had to go use the bathroom. Oshinim Tzor Bebais, there was Tzoy in the home. M'Shaw Mesach's man, Krishma. If the interruption was so long that he could have repeated the entire Krishma, Tzarech Lachzul Tchilas Krishma, he has to go back to the beginning of the Krishma. Sif Yud, Kara Krishma v'Nichnas Beis HaKnesses, if he said Krishma already, but he enters a shul, or Matzah Tziba Shekayim Krishma, and he finds the Tziba saying Krishma, Tzarech Likrus Imam called Krishma, he should repeat the entire Krishma with them. That is the opinion of the Gra as quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, but the Shulchan Aruch says we only repeat the Pasuk Shema Yisrael and the Pasuk of Baruch Shem Kavayim Achus Loyal and Void, and when we are repeating the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, we should put our hands on our eyes again. The reason being, it shouldn't seem as if he doesn't want to participate and saying Kabbal Sol Mach Shemayim with the rest of the Tzibur. And by saying so, even though he has already recited Krishma, the Kabbal Tzchak Kar B'Torah, he'll have Tzchar as if he was learning Torah. V'u'adin Hu Beis HaKnesses, the same halach applies if he's in a shul, V'ayim R'divrei Tchnunim or Psukim, and he's saying Tehillim or whatever, B'makam Shul Rishoy L'Hafsik, in a place where there's no problem with stopping in the middle, because we already spoke previously, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, what is the halach if you stop? Well, you're not supposed to make an interruption. Or if somebody didn't yet say Krishma, and now they're saying Krishma in the Tzibur, Kaira Gamkin and Mitzibur should say it together with the Tzibur. Avol, Tzarech Shiyitzchaven, he has to pay attention. Shloi Lotzus Yitei Chavosoi, he shouldn't try to fulfill the mitzvah krishma, because we would rather kadei shiikra kach im abrachas, he should read it later with the brichas krishma. V'kein shad dvarim shatziba omrim, other parts of the tefillah that are said by the tzibur, kigoyin tefillah l'dover aleinu, ashrei aleinu, v'afilu piyotim, or the other piyotim that are said by the tzibur, omrim imam, v'ayifrish atzmem in the tzibur. However, the minhag is that we only do this by krishma, baruch shein kvoid, aleinu, moedim drabanan, and the yud gimel medus, we were careful to repeat them, even if we already said them, if the tzibur is saying them. Simen yud ches hilchus tefillah shmanesu, sif aleph, zman tefillah shachar, the time for tefillah shachris, it's mitzvah so shiaskam netzachama, should begin with the netzachama, kiriksiv, as the pasuk says, yerucha im shemesh, b'dievid im spal achash ola mara shachar, if one daven after the Amud HaShachar is Yotzer. There are two opinions when the Amud HaShachar is. One opinion is that it's 72 minutes before the Nets. The other opinion is that it's 90 minutes before the Nets. Most people follow the opinion that it's 72. Nimshach Zmano, the Zman for Tefillah Shacharis, is Ad Shlush HaYoyim, until a third of the day has passed. For Osel L'Sachar Yasser, and one should not delay longer than that. And if somebody sees that the Zman Tefillah is passing, it's better to daven b'yichidus than to daven b'minyan after the Zman Tefillah Shachris, Zman Tefillah. The same is regarding davening without Talis Tefillin. It's preferable to daven before missing the Zman Tefillah than davening, than waiting after the Zman Tefillah in order to have Talis HaTefillin. There are those that are of the opinion that if you began davening before the tefillah's shach, before the Zman Tefillah is up, as long as you began before the Zman Tefillah is up, you could continue even though it goes past that time. Even if somebody deliberately it's past the Zman Tefillah, Zman Tefillah, Yochel Espal HaChatzos Yoyim Ki Daven Til Chatzos. It won't be considered as if he davened tefillah in the proper time. However, it's considered that he did daven. However, if deliberately he let chatzos pass and he still didn't daven shachris, he no longer has the ability to make it up. Sif Beis, Kishmagil Tkilas El Elyon. When he gets to those words, Yamad, he should get up, V'yochan Asmai, the Tefillah Shmanesrei, and prepare himself to daven the Shmanesrei. V'yosa Kicha V'nei Chol Dova Amagabos Mishpachtoi. He should take out anything that could prevent them from davening properly or not being able to think about the Tefillah property. V'yel Sholish Poesius Lachorov. He should take three steps back. Of course, paying attention that he doesn't come into it, to the space of somebody else. V'yamatilas l'kel elyoin ad gol yisrael. V'yachsel faro shalos p'siyas, then take three steps forward with the right foot first. Derech kirev agosh l'melech, as he gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yafsik, he shouldn't stop with anything. Ben gol yisrael l'shmona esrei. A filu, and even for the purpose of answering Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, Neshetzarch lahasmech gula l'tfila, we have to have the bracha Gal Yisrael right before Shemin Esrei. The Toiv Shiatzamtzim, it's good that a person should try to make Ligmag Gal Yisrael Mishlech Tzibur Shava, that he should say Gal Yisrael together, that bracha together with the Shlech Tzibur. If he's going to say the bracha Gal Yisrael and finish it before the Baal Tefillah, V'akach Shlich Tzibur, Yei Sofik, that now will be a halachic question, Im Yana Omen HaBerchah Shlich Tzibur Eloi, if he's supposed to answer Omen on that bracha. Avol, Keshu Gam Gaimus HaBracha, if he's finishing the bracha of Gal Yisrael simultaneously with the Baal Tefillah, V'adei Entzorch Lanas Omen, there wouldn't be any Shaila. Because, Ein Omen HaBerchah Shasmai, we don't answer Omen on our own brachas. Whereas when we daven Ma'ariv, the bracha that we say right before the Shemoneh Esrei does not end with the words Gal Yisrael. Therefore, there, mutav lahafsik, you could stop, you could interrupt, k'mosh b'kamakim ben perek l'perek, wherever else the halach is, what you're allowed to say ben perek l'perek. Kodem Shemoneh Esrei, before you begin the Shemoneh Esrei, oimer ha'pasak Hashem, asfasai tiftach, ven hefsik, it's not considered an interruption, kushayich l'tfila, it's part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Ava ha'pasak, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that pasuk lo yomer ki im b'musaf should only be said by musaf or b'mincha. By my mincha yomer kaidem Hashem svasai tiftach. Before you say Hashem svasai tiftach, you should say Kishem Hashem Ekra. Saying Hashem svasai tiftach is such an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei that there are opinions that say if you skipped it, you must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If, however, one by Mincha, by Musaf, when we're supposed to say Kishem Hashem Ekra, one skipped saying Kishem Hashem Ekra, they don't have the same rule, and there the halacha will be that you do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, if you missed them.